Happy Sabbath once again. This is the moment we have been waiting for. In a moment, I'm going to call the Worcester Chief of Police. Did you know that Worcester is the second largest city in New England, not just in Massachusetts, but in New England? And to be responsible for that vast city, you know, it's an awesome responsibility. So I'm going to introduce, we're going to call up here in a moment. But before that, I'd like to introduce a very special person as well in our congregation. He's been very faithful. He and his family have been coming to this church for quite some time. Jerry Rivera, he is, as you all know, some of you may not know, a special state police officer working in the Department of Youth Services and also apprehension / gang unit officer, also a Clark University campus police officer. We have highly decorated police officers here among us. So I'd like to call upon Jerry to introduce someone he worked closely with. Please do so, Jerry. Take your time. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, this morning I've been given the honor and the privilege to introduce you, the Chief of the Worcester Police Department, Steve Sargent. I'm going to read you briefly here his resume. It's a long one, okay? So bear with me, please. All right. Chief Steve Sargent is a highly respected leader in the law enforcement community. Throughout his career, he has embraced many challenging assignments in nearly every division of the department, including patrol, detective bureau, gang unit, and vice, which has provided him with the opportunity to enhance his knowledge and skills in law enforcement principles, practices, and techniques. A U.S. Army veteran, Chief Sargent began his career in 1986 as a patrol officer. He was promoted to the sergeant in 1995. In June of 1999, he achieved the rank of lieutenant, the same rank his father, a retired Worcester police officer, had attained. Chief Sergeant was promoted to captain in 2004 and became a deputy chief in 2007. He was promoted to chief of police on May 12, 2016. As an officer, one of Chief Sergeant's first assignments included patrolling Craybrook Valley for more than 3 years. This long-term assignment gave Chief Sargent the foundation of his strong belief in the effectiveness of community policing, which he refers to as simply policing. Chief Sargent experienced firsthand the positive impact of establishing a rapport with community members, allowing him to strengthen bonds, gain trust, and solve problems in the area. In 1992, Chief Sargent was instrumental in creating the gang unit to address the growing numbers of gang membership and violence in the city. While working in the gang unit, Chief Sargent saw the need for youth violence prevention and intervention programs. He, along with other members of the gang unit, established numerous athletic programs for at-risk youth, including basketball, boxing, and baseball. The athletic leagues were designed to provide a safe and healthy venue for at-risk youth to gather and play in an organized team sport to foster positive interaction between the police and attendees. As an officer engaged in these programs, Chief Sargent became a positive role model, encouraging teens to make good decisions and develop leadership skills. Chief Sargent also worked to form outreach programs with the Boys and Girls Club of Worcester. The Boys and Girls Club of Worcester formed partnership with the gang unit to use special strategies for recruiting hard-to-reach youth and provide them with positive activities at the club. The gang unit then went on to collaborate with numerous other youth groups in the city to link teens with programs and resources. Chief Sargent served 9 years as deputy chief, overseeing the operations division. The operations division is the largest division within the department. Chief Sargent oversaw the day-to-day operations of the department and coordinated with other units within the force. He managed the deployment of foot beat officers and appointed school resource officers. Chief Sargent was also responsible for organizing the assignment of officers to 52 neighborhood watch groups, where officers and citizens partner to reduce crime and improve their quality of life. As chief of police for the second largest city in New England, Chief Sergeant commands 356 officers and 86 officials. Amen. On a personal note, I've had the privilege of knowing the chief for about 20 years. When I first met him, he was the sergeant of the gang unit. Throughout the years, while moving up the ranks, he has always been the same approaching individual. Then and now, he has continuously dedicated himself to the department and the community. Even though I do not work directly under his command, he has inspired me to work hard and be my best. His son is also on the department, and I even got to coach him on a winning season at the Pal League. Chief, may the Lord continue to guide and protect you, the department's officers whom protect us on a daily basis. Chief, God bless.
So glad you're here. Yeah. You can use this mic. I'll use the mic.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Just make sure. We're so glad to have high profile officers here among us. I want you to know that they are here to keep us safe. And you'll hear more about it, plenty of it, in my sermon today. So, but I'd like to ask you a few questions. This is an awesome responsibility in a town like this, and I'm quite sure there are times you have a headache. So, I have just three questions for you. Tell us about a typical day as a chief of police in Worcester.
Well, it's humbling for one thing. It's humbling to be, the chief of police in the city that I grew up in and love. I grew up on Lincoln Street and went to Burncoat High School, went in the military. The only time I've lived anywhere but Worcester is when I was in the military in Frankfurt, Germany. So that's pretty much, I'm a Worcester kid. So I love the neighborhoods. I work in the neighborhoods. But a typical day would be come in, grab a cup of coffee, of course. No donuts. But a lot of meetings, strategizing, try to see, where the crime trends are, if there are any trends, certainly. And then we put our resources in the areas where they need to be. So it's a lot of that. We meet with crime analysis. We have a unit that any call for service that comes in goes right into the crime analysis system, so they can help us strategize where the issues are. Wherever the issues are, that's where we send the resources. So that's pretty much go to City Hall and then listen to politicians a little bit, but
as we all do.
As we all do, right. I'm very lucky. Like Jerry said, we worked together for 20 years to have individuals, offices, just like Jerry, committed to our city, committed to our department, and to the men and women of our community. It's just, like I say, it's a real humbling experience.
Very good. Thank you very much. And now let me ask you the next question. What do you like about being a police chief? And also what you don't like about? What you least like about being chief?
I can honestly say I love my job, so there's not many negatives that go with it.
All right.
I mean, I love, I enjoy it. It's what I've done. I grew up in a police family. Like, my father is a retired lieutenant, and I have a son. My son's on the job, so we're true blue bloods, I guess.
Wonderful. Like father, like son.
And yes, I was sergeant, and so was my father. We were both sergeant, so that's always...
So you don't have anything that you don't like at all?
I think policing in general, anytime some, young people get hurt, or when we have to deal with issues like that, the negative side is the crime and the violence. Yeah. If we have to deal with violence, so that is the negative side. But that's policing in general. That's always the downside. But the good side is to strategize and to to fix those problems and to help the individuals that are hurting.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, a few years ago, many years ago, for 13 years I was working as a psych counselor in a psych hospital, and I got all my gray hair. You don't have any.
I got a little in there. If you look close enough, it's there.
We're so glad you enjoy your work. That's good. So now, what can we do as congregation or individual residents of Worcester to make your job easier? Keep in mind, many of these I'm going to talk in my sermon as well, but I want it from you, that how can we make it easier for your job?
Well, we work together with the 52 neighborhood groups. So working with us, you know, bringing all the positive energy to these community meetings. If we do have issues in certain neighborhoods, we'd like to, so just working together. I'm a big advocate for we can't do this. This is where we'll certainly do whatever, you know, our side is, but we need all the input we can get from the community, from congregations, from neighborhood groups, from, you know, from you people, from the people of the community. That you being safe is a two-way street. We need to work together on it.
Exactly.
And you know, that's probably the biggest thing, is to working together. And I'm a big advocate for that. Like I say, I don't call it community policing. It's just straight up policing. We should be in the neighborhoods. Police should be part of the fabric of all the neighborhoods. And this is the route we're taking, and we're continuing to do.
Very good. Can you all say amen for that? Yes, yes. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for agreeing to come to my invitation. I was not sure if you would, because you're so busy.
Yeah.
But I was so glad to see when I got an email from your secretary, and I'm so glad you're here. So we do this intentionally because it's fully grounded in the Bible that we believe. So which we're going to talk about, because we know as congregation here that we are safer when community police are working together with us, and we work together with them. And so we're so happy. I just want to give one example, that not too long ago we got a rifle shot here in the school, and I don't think that there was anybody aiming at any particular person. It was high up in the thing. It was replaced quickly, but we called the Worcester police, and they came very, very quickly. Within a few minutes, they're there. And so anyway, anytime we are in problem or whatever, and they're there to help us. We're so thankful for your department. Yes.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
all right. Thank you. Thank you for coming. God bless. Yeah. At this time, I'd like to call on by video John Bradshaw to tell us a little bit about why we should pray for our police force. Okay, please listen in the video.
Here's a verse that says something interesting about prayer. In 1 Timothy 2:2, Paul urges us to pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet. What if we prayed for them? I can't tell you how many bitter emails I get denouncing the president and the government. I'm not saying politicians are beyond reproach, but Paul makes clear our default reaction ought to be to pray for people in positions of responsibility. In the same way, instead of criticizing the pastor, what if everyone prayed for the pastor? The next verse says that this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So today, I hope you'll see in every frustration with other people a call to pray for those people. And when you do, watch what God does, especially in you. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.